Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi, Alex here. Just want to give a big shout out to all of our patrons. TJ, Aiden McCarthy, Catherine H., Alon J. Stewart, Taylor Reed, Keelan Bowman, Kelly Barham, Teresa Alonzo, Jessica Wentz, DST, Jennifer Hunt, Olivia Parker, Alicia Andrus, Trevor Childers, Lindsay R., Summer Musgrove, Mitch Gerrits, Diamantina Jenkins, Kat Crane, Elizabeth Pendragon, Jeff L., Patricia T., Lisa Sagasser, Cyan Inc., Cheryl TZ, Amari Charlebois, Greg Mack, Drunk Magpie, Chris Rugen, Claudia Park, Rose Lewis, Miranda, Professor Ampersand, SBE, Shauna Ann, Brenda McCallum, Elena Menicacci, Caddy Ellie, Molly Hutch, Dwarven Beardspores, Little Big Girl, Jay Winkler, Meg Higginbotham, Kelsey, Little Raggedon, Aileen Meek, Alan Nursall, Melanie Bouchard, Catherine Knox, Ursula Berger, Loren Hume, Christian O'Dell, Darren Boyle, Rebecca Pilon, Anne Kacharski, Christina Lamoureux, Emma Collins, Alexi G., Stephanie Smith, Sarah Dez, and Robin. Thank you so much for supporting us and the show.
Jude? Ellen? Huh.
She
really doesn't seem
right. Did you expect her to?
No, but I don't know. Something's off in a way I didn't expect. Not just what happened earlier, but there's something different in a way I can't fully describe yet. Or I just don't want to describe.
Is there a point to this? I'm reading.
She's a fucking mess.
This is what you wanted to save? This is what we put our necks out for?
She knows what's coming.
Right. Enough of that.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Listen to me. If you try to stop this, then you will have failed at the only thing you were ever meant to do. Nothing, and I mean nothing, in your life has ever mattered except for this. This was the only thing you were made for, and now it's here, and you fucked up. Your path is forked, and only you can find your way back from the weeds. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, you child? You stupid child!
Do you have anything else to say for yourself? Fine. Be that way.
Morning. Is there coffee?
Yeah.
What's up? Is someone out there?
No. Look out at the lawn. You know where Claire dumped that guy's ashes yesterday? There are nettles out there now.
Nettles?
Yeah, growing up out of the grass and the fresh ash.
That's... Huh.
It's funny.
A man died in here.
It's not like ha-ha funny, but it's... interesting. But yeah, nettles are... It's weird. They're good. They sting you, but they're a beneficial plant. They're very useful.
When did you get so into plants?
Sometimes I take a break and I read some of the other non-evil books here. It turns out most of them have to do with horticulture. And also there's a bunch that are just on the history of the British royal family, but I think that's just more of a hobby thing than anything tied to the cult. Unless they're a part of it. I don't know. But yeah, I think after all this, I want to start gardening. On my windowsill, if I have to.
What about parsley?
Not a chance. I worry I will never be able to eat tabbouleh after this.
At least it looks like what was all outside is dead now.
Yeah, that's weird too, because everything else is fine, but that parsley is just completely dead.
So, is Claire asleep?
Yeah, she's still out. She came to bed real late last night, like after 3 a.m., I think. I don't know. I get the feeling she's been taking sleeping pills. There's some in the cabinet. Nothing super strong, but... Can I tell you something?
Yeah, sure.
I put my hand on her forehead this morning when I woke up, and she was burning up.
Like a fever?
No, it was... She wasn't, like, sweating or clammy. She just was hot. Like, it radiates off her. Just this endless heat. It's honestly like sleeping next to an oven sometimes.
Has she brought this up to you, or...?
I asked her, and she said she felt fine, but there's this tightness there. I get the feeling that she doesn't even trust what she feels right now.
Well, we buried all that stuff she made us buy in the yard, and she put ground-up bones into the holes we dug, so I guess it's not Lydia anymore.
Yeah, I hope not. Did you ask her where she got the bones?
Oh, hell no.
Cool, because neither did I. Oh, also, check this out.
Ah, yes. I'm glad I'm not the only one left with bright red handprints in weird places.
Yeah. We're gonna look like shit when this is done.
Speak for yourself, I'm only getting hotter.
Is that a fire joke?
Yes. I'm very tired, and we're going to be burned alive.
I really hope these heal up, because I don't want to ever, like, hook up with somebody and then have to try to pretend that this is some sort of bizarro birthmark. Did you listen to Claire's voice note from last night yet?
No, I was waiting for you in case it was, you know, evil.
Smart. All right, let's do that.
Knock, knock.
Okay, Jude. Owen? I have a migraine, and I don't know if it's because it's late, or because I'm still looking through these books, or... whatever. Everything is weird. I wanted to send this to both of you as a voice note before I get too confused so that you can listen at a more reasonable hour, and Lord willing, maybe I will be asleep by then. So I tracked down some more information on the blood magic that we might be able to use to stop Lydia by force. And I do mean literal force. This is the no-holds-barred option. Bad news, we can't make the telem as specified, we just don't have the materials, but we can do something similar. If we treat Silver with a simple incantation, and I think I know where we can get that. So we've got a chance? Like, it's really hard for me to tell. The lore is just all over the place. But they should at the very least harm her in a way that just mundane weapons wouldn't. So seems like we need silver knives or daggers or something. And some of our own blood. I'm going to jump in before one of you says, like, why can't it be spit or something along those lines? It's just, it's what the book says, okay? I would offer mine for all of us, but in order for this to work, the wielder must sacrifice their own life force, which is a bullshit clause if there ever was one. I don't know. I'm so sick of this arcane trash. So, anyway, I checked the house, and the closest thing I can find to what would be silver is some fancy silverware, but there's nothing sharper than a butter knife. And the idea of us coming face to face with Lydia and taking her down with, like, magical dessert forks is kind of funny, but definitely a bad idea. So, I was thinking about where we can find some silver, and I went online and flagged some estate sales that we can check out. I'll send you the links for them. A few are open tomorrow. Many of these look like they're loaded with old tableware, so if we needed to destroy Lydia with egg cups, we would be set. Oh, great. Wow. Wow. We might be showing up to a demon fight with literal forks. stick a fork in me, because I'm done. Okay, well, better than nothing. And just God, if you find me passed out on the floor from pure exhaustion, please, for the love of God, just leave me be. I can't say I'm enthusiastic about you or me parting with any more blood.
And that makes two of us.
She's right, though. We need to find something that works with spit or hair or literally anything else, because blood stays inside my body. Thank you. Okay, so one of these things is up in Witchwood. Fitting name. Guess we'll start there.
She said estate sale, right?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Let us paw through the wares of the dead.
No one's saying these people are dead. Oh, God, yeah, these people are definitely dead.
Jesus Christ, did the smell of potpourri kill them? It is thick in here.
Probably trying to cover up the smell of something else. Maybe they died in here, and that's why it reeks like stale flowers.
No.
I don't want to think about that. That's gross. All right, egg cups. Did people eat a lot of soft-boiled eggs in the past? Good Lord. This lot appears to be just a bunch of fur coats.
Good thing we're not trying to get any mid-century modern furniture. That appears to be a popular option. We'd be screwed if we had to stab her with one of those pointy starburst clocks. How are we going to know if any of this stuff is silver?
Silver tarnishes, so I guess look for that.
Right. What is this lot? A giant stack of comics and some felt hats.
I don't understand how they sort this stuff. It is incredibly random. This one has... Seriously, the number of egg cups. And why are they paired with nightgowns? Oh, okay, here we go. Owen, come here, check this out.
A full cutlery set. All right. And it's got serrated knives. Nice. And crab forks.
I mean, it's oddly specific, but I think we should try using those instead on Lydia. She's definitely crabby.
Let's just get the lot. It's not like we're going to get a chance to use any of the knives on a fillet anytime soon.
There's a lot of weird stuff in here. Why is it paired with Hummel figurines and a vintage doll and...
a singing fish.
I mean, seems out of place. It's kind of more hunting lodge than fancy house.
Oh, I want it.
Sure. Okay, hi. Can we offer $70 for this lot?
Yep. Can I get your name?
Excuse me. I'd also like to put in an offer on the lot with the Whiting flatware. $95.
Hey, buddy, we need this.
And I do as well.
We'll give you $100.
I can offer
$150. Fuck. Okay.
Miss, do you want a counter offer?
Just hang on, let me see what I can do.
$300. We'll take the lot.
Holy shit, did you take that out of the bank beforehand?
You gotta prepare for these things.
Ugh, resellers. You know you ruin this for everyone else, right?
Bud, that is the least of your worries right now.
Easy. If you're bowing out, then I'd like to finalize this purchase.
If I could have some more time, I'm sure
I'd be able to... That's not how this works. I have cash on hand now.
Perfect. Are you willing to counteroffer? No? All right, the lot is yours. You are aware that you'll be taking everything, right? Including the singing fish?
Especially the singing fish.
Okay, so I found some notes in the desk about family history. Did you know that Minnie did one of those swab your mouth DNA family tree things? Very weird, but worth investigating. I wanted to poke around more, see what I could find. Maybe there's something in there that could help us. Or someone? Probably not. For as much as this whole thing is about family, it really feels like this was Minnie and Hugh and them alone. I don't think her siblings had any interest or any contact, but they're all dead. But I think there's a lead here. I'm going to dig. Should I send this? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm gonna go lie down.
Sanguis meus incinerem vertitur. Vene me erefacte sunt.
Jude, hey. I found a book that will help us perform the rite, but it's not here. It's at Robart's library, which we can't get into because we're not students, but... I think I found a workaround. Oh, You're back. I'll write this in a note. I gotta get ready. Already. It's not like we're married.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Is Claire coming down?
Shortly, I think. She was in the bedroom and she said she needed a minute since she was getting ready.
That's ominous.
I think she was using hairspray.
What?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. You know, you're good back there at the sale. I don't feel super comfortable doing that kind of thing, and I really just don't understand how people haggle.
You know how I have that set of vintage Le Creuset pots?
Yes, and I envy you every day for it.
Well, I got them piece by piece through things like this. It took me, maybe 4 years, but I got them. Even the Futura piece.
Oh, well, color me impressed. All right, so we got the silver. Claire will be pleased, and we might as well sort through the rest of our bounty. What even is this?
A horrible doll. But the most important thing is that we've got the singing fish. I remember these from when I was a kid. My uncle got me one for the cottage. Oh, man. I hope the speaker still works. Might need batteries.
Let's go fishing down by the sea. Let's take those worms and just be free. Oh, let's go fishing, just you and me.
Oh, I loved that as a kid.
It's very kitschy. Okay, what else do we got here?
A big, heavy silver soup tureen, an ugly teapot with two mugs, a needlepoint of a flower, and a Victorian doll with a frilly dress and dead eyes.
Oh, wait a second. I think this might just be made to look antique, because it has a spot for... Yeah, there we go. It has a battery pack. Speaking of things we had as kids, one of the hazards of being a little girl is that people think you want dolls when really you just want more Lego. This one might talk, too.
Yeah, you can keep that.
I think I like the fish more.
I love you.
Let's burn it.
Do you want to hear a lullaby?
Oh, God, I think I broke it. Hey, looks like you guys found something usable. Yeah, we did. Claire, are you wearing perfume? And eyeliner?
Yes. Sorry, I have to go out. That looks like silver. Good. Who's ready to bleed?
Are you sure you can't just burn some hair over them or something?
No. You can toss the rest of that into the trash.
I have a fond spot for that singing fish.
And yeah, and maybe we could sell the doll to someone who likes objects with cursed auras.
Whatever works. I found a part of the incantation, but the rest of it is proving harder to track down. But I think I know where to get it. Okay. This is going to sound weird, but I have a date.
You what?
Huh?
I left a note upstairs explaining because I really don't have time. But look, there's a piece of the puzzle missing for us, and I found a way for us to get it. So I'm going to be out for a bit, and hopefully when I'm done, we'll have one less obstacle.
Can't you just tell me now?
No, because I'm already late. I left all the info upstairs. Don't worry about it.
What if he's some cultist?
He's not, believe me. Sorry, I have to roll. I'll see you guys in a couple hours. Bye.
Thanks for helping.
Owen.
I know.
Let's just put this stuff away and check that note.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I mean, I've got to say that this is the most upbeat I've seen her in, well, since the house.
I hope it's worth it. I didn't realize the landline was still hooked up.
It's not?
Should we answer it?
I don't think that would be wise. It's not even plugged into the wall.
Good point.
Let's ignore it, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna burn, die in the flames. You only have yourself to blame. You're gonna burn, burn, burn.
What the fuck?
Get that thing outside now. All of it.
The whole box?
Yes, just for now, just in case. And enough with the goddamn phone.
The singing stopped.
I heard. Don't.
Hang on. It stopped the second I crossed the threshold. I want to see something.
Let's go fishing down by the sea. Let's take those worms and let's be free.
It's fine out there?
I guess so. That's. Huh.
Can I see it? Okay, and now?
All the fishes in the sea love to see you in agony. You're gonna have your boats torn out to shoot on by demons.
Okay, that doesn't even rhyme. Now you're just getting lazy. All right. If you want to keep this, it is staying outside.
I don't want it anymore.
Great. Okay, we know the house messes with you.
Yep.
But this feels very aggressive. So, I don't know, maybe having Claire around keeps it in check, because this is escalating in a way I did not expect.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Should we check with something else?
I don't want to try out the doll.
Not with the doll, though, because the eyes and then the legs. Creepy. Yeah.
Okay. Just to test the theory, let's try with the doll, and then we can throw that out as well.
Hell yeah.
Okay, outside.
What's your favorite color? Mine is pink.
And inside, I am just going to hold it into the doorframe, and if it says something creepy, can you open that garbage can? Because I'm gonna throw it.
I'm Cuddly Christine, and I love to see you in pain.
Fuck! Fuck, it's got my hair! Fuck!
Oh, for fuck's sakes!
Did it go?
I think it went into the kitchen.
Okay. Here's a thought. What if we burn this place to the ground with the doll in it? So many problems will be solved.
Not yet. I've got this. Give me the tureen.
You motherfucker!
Use your ligaments to strangle them. Your love. again.
Jesus Christ, that thing tried to slice my fucking Achilles. Owen?
Yeah?
Let's not bring anything else into this house.
At least nothing that can hold a knife. Fuck. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's not deep. It's just grazing and disorienting.
Oh, this place gives a cursed life to everything within it.
Yeah, that was my biggest worry coming here, to be honest, because this house feels more alive than ever, like it knows we're here.
Is it feeding off us? Or off Claire?
I mean, she's not here right now, so I don't know.
She's been real weird, though, Jude. You know it, I know it. And now she's fooling around with some guy for some reason.
Fuck, write that note. We need to see what she's up to.
This house certainly hates us more than her.
Can you blame it? I haven't dusted once.
Ugh, Jude.
No, give me this. And Band-Aids, give me those.
What are we gonna do with this horrible, horrible doll?
Guess we could throw it in the lake.
Seriously?
Maybe not the lake, that's polluting, but I want it far away from us, so let's just take a walk down to Sunnyside, cram it in a bin there, and if it ends up in the lake, then it's the trout's problem.
Do you know where they are?
I'm keeping an eye on them. Can't we just torch them now?
You can't! You can't just burn down a station of power. Besides, they're weak, and they're worth more to me in the end than now.
Is that why you're following them around?
Don't touch them.
Fine, whatever.
Don't you backtalk me.
She's on a Tinder date with a guy doing his master's at the University of Toronto.
Okay, why?
Apparently she needs help getting into the library there, and I guess you need a student card or something.
I guess this is one way of getting it.
Sure, why not? At least someone's having fun. Want to take a look at that Right for the Blood Knives or whatever it's called that she's bookmarked?
Oh yeah, sure.
What? No, I'm leaving a message. I'm calling her.
Okay.
If you do that, I can't talk on the phone.
Good evening. How might I be of service?
Can I ask you something platonically?
Yes?
Can I crash in here tonight?
Also yes. But first, I have to ask why exactly Claire's not even here.
I know. She is bringing someone home from whatever app she's on.
Demonic mingle?
Yes. But yeah, I just got word that they're coming back here, and I don't know how to delicately explain this, but she's had a rough go the last little while, and I think she wants to let off some steam, and I'm not really here to block that. I mean, unless this becomes a pattern, but for one night, I can adapt. If that's cool with you.
Isn't there a living room couch?
You ever hooked up with someone and come back to their place only to come face to face with their roommate? It is an incredible mood killer.
Right, right. And why aren't they going to his place?
He lives on a houseboat in Scarborough.
A what?
A floaty house, like, you know, when the boats are rocking, don't come a-knocking because it'll tip over and we're all going to drown.
Okay, all right. I'd ask if you snore, but I already know the answer to that.
We both snore.
Sure, that's what you say. I've never heard myself snore, so I don't have to believe you.
I will record you all night long if I have to. Oh, shit, they're back in the room.
You know, I think I like this, where the sound we're listening to is not some horrifying monster trying to char our flesh, but it is, instead,
sexy escapades?
I mean, if I had to choose between the two, the second one is much preferred. So, what do you want to do first at our sleepover? Paint our nails? Check our horoscopes? Got any good gossip about hunky boys?
Yeah, but then it's just me telling you things about yourself.
Hey-o!
Give me a pillow.
This is so good, man.
Thanks. I'm just glad I had the components for French toast kicking around.
Are you sure French toast isn't from France?
It is not.
Well, how about that? Claire, you know that?
Hmm?
I always thought this was some haute cuisine from France, but it turns out it's got a much more interesting history.
Yeah, Owen knows his food facts.
Really? Tell me another.
Okay, scientifically, a banana is a berry.
No.
No word of a lie.
Yeah, and strawberries and blackberries aren't berries in a botanical sense.
Also correct.
You guys are blowing my mind.
They do that sometimes.
They aren't the only ones.
Hey, how dare you be so saucy around my roommates?
Sorry. Seriously, you guys seem chill, though.
I've been known to chillax.
Look, I've got to run. But thanks so much for the breakfast. And thank you for a lovely evening.
Right back at ya. Before you go, though, remember that thing you promised to help me with? That one little thing?
Right, yes, totally. Just give me a call.
Great, I'll see you out.
Later, guys.
Bye.
See ya. Would you like some not French botanically, but French in a culinary sense toast?
Is there anything not soaked in egg?
Ah, I knew you'd say that. So, I already toasted you some non-eggy bread.
An absolute lifesaver you are. So, you guys have a good night? Owen snores.
You snore.
You both snore. How dare you? Henry seems nice, dumb as a bag of hammers, but nice.
I know, right? He's doing his master's in civil engineering at U of T, so great mind for academia, but last night he asked me what kind of cheese was in a mozzarella stick.
A himbo gift from the heavens.
Would being more of a himbo help when dating?
I don't know, like, what are you thinking?
Hey, broski, that's gnar. You want to pound some brewskis? And this isn't working. You know what? I'll just try learning how to ballroom dance.
Good call.
One of these days I'm going to do it. I ain't graceful, but I am determined. And that's half the battle.
What's the other half?
Grace, unfortunately.
Yeah, anyway, so I need access to the main library at U of T, and he can get us in. I told him we were working on a podcast and needed to scan some books, but don't have time to go through the normal channels.
Why do people keep believing that excuse?
Because everyone and their mom has a podcast. But he can get us access to some student cards, actually, so I'd asked him to get us the books, but I want to make sure it's the right text myself. Plus, I don't want to drag him into this. Maybe I'll reach out again if we all make it out. We'll see. Sorry for kicking you out of the room last night. I thought it would be rude if we hooked up in the living room, and the third bedroom is too cursed to do anything in.
Yeah, I'm not going in there, except maybe to set it on fire? Was it at least fun?
Yeah.
Then I'm fine with it.
I'm just glad there was no spooky business while he was here.
Yeah, that's a relief. Is that how we can stop the house from bucking us? Getting laid? Should I be upping my game?
I don't know, but I'm just glad I didn't have to explain to him why the walls were bleeding or why there was a pile of bones in the closet.
Oh, speaking of the house, we should probably tell you that,
Apparently, if we bring things into the house with the potential to be animated, they become imbued with a cursed energy that enlivens them and makes them try to kill us.
What?
After you went out last night, some of the stuff we brought home from the estate sale kind of flipped out.
Like, obviously we're totally fine, but that cursed doll is in 600 pieces and in a dumpster far away from here.
I should have realized that something with hands could pick up a paring knife.
Okay, new rule. Nothing with thumbs can enter the house except for us.
It let Henry in.
Well, I let Henry in. It's my house.
So it is.
And definitely no repeat invites for him until this is done.
Yeah, I don't think he'd make it for very long. We barely do.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Lydia's got an Instagram story up. Close friends only.
Hey, I know you'll see this. Jude, you still follow your exes on social media? Have some dignity.
I will not.
That was in the garbage bin outside.
Very bad. Just very bad.
When was that posted?
Like an hour ago.
Jude, there's another one.
Oh, jeez, that was quick. Okay.
Is that a boomerang?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's a lot of blood.
We all just saw that. Right? That person is definitely dead.
Yeah, we did. And they are. There's another one.
Well, now she's just taunting us.
I think her throwing up a peace sign and covering it in goofy gifts really detracts from the message.
Yeah, working 9 to 5, girl boss. Seriously, that better be sarcastic.
One more for the road. She's about to sacrifice someone else.
You think?
I know.
Okay, big yikes. All right. Do we know where she is?
I know this house. I know the house in the background. It's nearby. I know where she is. We have to go.
You said that we're not ready to face her.
No, but we can try to stop her from getting another body for the pyre. Come on.
Should I get a weapon or something?
Yeah. Grab what you can.
This feels like a real bad idea.
If we can throw her off, if we can save one person, that might just slow her down a little. We have to. We have to try.
Okay. Yeah, maybe if we can prevent this from happening to someone, maybe they'll convince others this is a bad idea. I don't know. This just feels like way too much, way too fast.
I'm not feeling too confident about this.
Let's do this.
Okay. Whose is that?
Mine. Hang on. Are you shitting me?
Hey! Hey, how's it going?
Lydia, don't!
I'm just finishing what you started. It's not my fault you're not a completionist. Is he dead yet?
Lydia, why are you doing this? You know what this means.
Because you're too weak to see this through. At least I can honor those that came before.
You're just as much of a puppet as I ever was. Your family...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Don't you dare even speak about my family, you murderous bitch! You should be glad that I'm doing the dirty work. This is literally a bloody mess.
You were never meant for this.
No, you weren't. And I'm going to take a lot of joy in ripping your lungs out.
Come say that to my face, Claire.
Tell Judith I miss her. I'll see her soon.
Don't you dare.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
Great. Just wanted to touch base. See ya.
Claire.
No, no, don't say anything. We're going to the library, we're making those weapons, and we are ending this, okay? I started this, and I am ending it.
Okay.
Is it too early to make a joke about everyone being hot-headed?
Read the room, Owen.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Sound. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Parkdale Haunt. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/parkdalehaunt. Get merch at tpublic.com/user/parkdale-haunt. Link, transcripts, and more are available at parkdalehaunt.com. Featuring the voices of Alex Nursall, Ian Bodie, Emily Kellogg, Jocelyn Dotta, Christine Enslin, Christian Noel Pedersen, Phil Wright, Harlan Guthrie, and Jesse Petta.